An operation this size is not...
Patrick McCarthy came to the American Astronomical Society annual meeting in Washington to promote the Giant Magellan Telescope project, which he heads.
So ours is a 25-meter diameter telescope, and it's comprised of seven mirrors that work together to make a single optical telescope. Each of those mirrors is 8.4 meters in diameter.
Even though Magellan is based on Earth and gathering light that is filtered through the atmosphere, it will offer the highest resolution images ever seen to explore deep space. McCarthy says the telescope is designed to probe the heavens for answers to basic questions.
So we want to know, what is the overall size and structure of the universe? What is it comprised of? What is our place in the universe? Are there other planets in the universe that might hold life? And what's the overall fate and evolution of the universe? So we just want to know, where are we and who else is with us?
Magellan's enormous light collecting capacity will allow it to follow the path of our evolving universe, from gas and elementary particles to the rich world of galaxies, stars, and planets we see today.
And once you see them, then you can start to actually look at their atmospheres, see if there are signs of life, or at least biomarkers like water, oxygen, chlorophyll, perhaps. And then on the very largest scales, we can measure the expansion history of the universe and try to understand this mysterious acceleration and ask, what's the fate of the universe 100 billion years from now?
Each mirror is the product of cutting-edge technology and processing. First, a mold is built that can accommodate and cast some 20 tons of crushed glass.
You put the glass in there, you enclose it in a furnace filled with heating filaments, you heat it up to about 2,000 degrees. As the glass starts to melt, we spin the furnace. We rotate it so as it melts, the glass takes a natural parabolic shape.
After 2 days spinning, the mirror is allowed to cool 1 degree a day for 4 months to avoid stresses that could lead to cracks.
Then, after those 4 months, we open the top and see what we've got. And we just did that on mirror number three, and it's beautiful.
But there's much more work to do to polish the glass smooth to just the right prescription with finer and finer tools. The $1 billion project is the largest privately led telescope initiative in history, a global partnership among academic and science institutions.
It's 10 years of problem-solving challenges, careful thinking, doing something that you've never done before. That's why it takes a big team, very talented people, a lot of thought, a lot of planning.
The Giant Magellan is slated to begin operation on a Chilean mountaintop in 2020 with four of its seven primary mirrors. When the final stages are complete, it will have 10 times the resolution of the Hubble Space Telescope. McCarthy acknowledges that he probably will not be around to reap its benefits.
These sorts of projects take, they're kind of career length projects, or pretty close to it. So people like myself, we do this knowing that the next generation will actually be the users. They're the ones who will make the discoveries.
Discoveries, he adds, that we cannot yet even imagine. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.